And maybe he can address that at the beginning of class
tomorrow. Okay, excellent.
Yeah.
Hey, with your Belgian days, do you do anything on leafing, like the leaves in Wisconsin, how they change and people learn about the whole, what is that called, photosynthesis?
We are doing a fall walk up in Door County.
Oh, that's cool.
And it is going to be focused on the autumn leaves changing. Oh. It's sometime in September.
That's right up your alley.
Pretty cool how that.
Yeah.
I mean, if there was a place in the world where it was always autumn, but it's not because that's such a season of change, right? But anyway, I like that. I like.
Oh, I love fall.
Right?
Are you guys pumpkin spice people?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No.
No?
I'm not. I know it's a thing.
Okay. And, I was just curious because, now that it's September.
Yeah, I love pumpkin. Except pumpkin pie. I don't like pumpkin pie.
Really?
But I love like pumpkin bars or pumpkin flavored coffee and things like this.
But not pumpkin pie.
No, I don't know why.
I have a friend who's the same way. He likes everything pumpkin, but not
crazy?
Pumpkin pie.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
That's
weird.
That's two people I know now.
Yeah.
I know.
What's up with these guys?
I know. I love
so
it.
So, do you grow pumpkins at your farm?
Well, my dad attempted to grow a pumpkin plant this year.
Okay.
Somebody cut a seedling for him and it died.
Oh, you're kidding.
Yeah.
I thought those things were pretty self-sufficient.
I thought they were pretty hardy, too.
Yeah. Your dad was a farmer.
I mean, he is.
I grow pumpkins.
I mean, but he's
still. I'm a better farmer than her dad.
Corn.
Think about it.
Corn, soybeans,
that's why
alfalfa.
I need to own a farm. Wow.
This is great what you're doing, and I just think this is such an opportunity. You talk about, people from all over, but, I mean, here in Green Bay, to offer all these courses, lifelong learning. And we talked about this last time. We touched on it, but you live a healthier life if you're learning.
Yes.
You know, you want to eat right and exercise. I get all that.
Are you coming to my class that I teach next spring?
No, but I'm glad you I don't know.
I love the support.
I know, right? Believe me.
Con, you're coming.
I teach.
I'll be there.
All right, thank you, Con.
Great.
Heidi, it's always a blast having you here.
Yeah, Heidi, thanks for coming.
You come in on a regular basis.
Yes.
You're sparkling.
Yeah, you are.
We're not sparkling.
No.
We're sparkling guests. Work on it.
I'll come back.
Heidi, thank you so much.
Thanks,
Heidi. Golden Palomino. Don't forget.
Okay, got it.
Thank you.
I wrote it down.
Great.
Thank
Take
you.
Take care. See you. Back after this.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
The kids are heading back to class, but when the subject is school, we have to talk about the first kindergarten started in Wisconsin. Marguerite Schurz created what is known as America's First Kindergarten in 1856, teaching a small class at her family's home in Watertown. It's about 50 miles northwest of Milwaukee. So can you guess, when did kindergarten become part of the state's public school system? The answer coming up. Schurz learned about kindergarten in Germany, where the idea was common. It wasn't in America, and her class grew so quickly, she had to move to a bigger space. Today, the building remains as a Watertown museum. So did you guess when kindergarten became part of the public school system in the state? It was 1898. But 42 years prior, the Schurz School started it all, making this a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
On the mayor here on a beautiful Tuesday morning. Heidi is so much fun, isn't she?
Yeah, she's great.
She's great.
She's been up for a while, does her farming, and then she goes to UWGB and does all this lifelong learning. That lifelong learning, though, we've talked about it, but I want to talk about it again. I think it's
You should teach.
At the museum, but it's really, really important that, and it's fun to do. I mean, I don't know, when you get a little bit older, I think you're looking for something to do that's kind of local. I mean, you could, $129, yeah, but you
8 weeks.
But you sit there with your spouse, so you're kind of like
getting
a deal, two for one. But I just think there's so much of that. They were off for over 100 courses. I mean, my parents, I told you that, they were really big into that. Now, they would travel and do these elder hostels, which is, the next really the level up from that. But it keeps you, I don't know if it keeps you young, but it just sure keeps your mind challenged. And there's so many good things. Like, they'll learn about the history of the Packers. I don't know. I think that'd be pretty interesting.
Okay, so Dennis from the Glam Band.
Right.
One of our good friends.
He should teach that.
Well, he's amazing.
Yeah.
But he suggest, because he's going to be helping me with that other veterans project I told you about. I don't want to say too much about it yet, but he suggested a book for me to write, Packer related. And there's like 1,017 Packer books out there. So it's like, you know, do something different. It's like, God bless some of these glory years, but it's the same stories we've heard for years and years and years and years. And he came up with an idea, and he said, you should. And it's,
be careful.
I'll tell you about it. I'm not going to say it now. I'll tell you off mic.
Yeah.
And it's like, that is actually a really good idea. It's like a really different Packer slant book, and it's like, I think I'm going to do that.
And
I'll tell you about it during the break.
Probably sell. Because
but you know what? Some of those ones like, oh my God, I've heard this story 14 times now.
And you're looking, you know, and then when they get on the bargain table, there's a lot of that. But still, I mean, people like to write about it, and I think most people are interested in it, or a lot of people are interested in it. And it's not just Green Bay. I mean, like you said, that's what, the third, fourth most popular team.
I'm super excited about Friday night's game. I mean, like England, okay, everybody plays in England yet. But there's never been a game in South America before, I don't believe.
Yeah.
But I don't want to jinx anything, but I remember when they started playing some games in Mexico City, and I think it was the Cowboys.
Oh, yeah.
And they wouldn't play any of their regulars because the field was so horrific, and there are all kinds of problems. So it's going to be interesting to see playing in Brazil. I'm just really looking forward to Friday night.
But I wonder if Brazil, I hope we're not assuming anything.
Have you been there?
But, no, I haven't, but I'm just, you know, the Eagles are playing too.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I know.
I mean, you don't know that they're all going to be Packer fans, is what I'm saying.
Yeah, I agree.
And the Eagles, I think those guys travel. So, but I'm talking about with the people in Brazil. I'm interested to see where their loyalty is, or if they're just like going to the game.
Well, you've been to South America, though, right?
Yes. But when they played that soccer here, did you really pick a team? Did you go to that?
No.
Yeah.
I have all the respect in the world for soccer players, because that is a grueling. You're out there running your butt off for like hours. I have all the respect in the world. And their abilities are phenomenal. Yeah. What they can do with the ball, with their feet, is just mind-boggling. And I love to watch highlights of great plays, but to sit and watch an entire game, don't know it well enough to appreciate it. And you know what? That's the thing about, you know, people have told me, well, it's the same thing with hockey. But if you know hockey, you know the guy just made a really good play, even though it didn't lead to a goal or whatever. I don't know soccer well enough to appreciate what they're doing other than when they score a goal.
And that was a big deal when we had that, I don't know, Manchester or whatever.
Right.
But, like, I don't know. You pick a team. My point is, I wonder if there's any loyalty to the Eagles or the Packers in Brazil. Or if they're just coming to, like, witness an American football game.
For curiosity.
Right.
Yeah. I don't know.
Because it'd be interesting to see. I mean, we talked earlier about people traveling. And do we know people who are going down there? And I think there's.
I've got relatives down there. No, in Argentina, I think.
Are they out?
Well, no, they came. No, when my family moved from Italy, everybody moved because Italy was after like around World War One time. So many. That was the big migratory, whatever you want to call it, when people left Italy. Okay. Between 1900 and like 1917 was like the biggest thing of Italians.
Why did they go there?
Well, I don't know, but I think it was. It was for work, but some went to.
That's kind of a long hike.
South America, and some came to America. I mean, we lost touch with it, but remember I told you my Zia, my great aunt, wrote the, and she talked about some of the relatives that were in South America.
Huh.
So I don't know. I mean, maybe they just said America. I'm going to America, and they went to South America thinking they were going to North America. Who knows? But what I'm saying is there was a big influx of people from Europe that went there, and who was I talking to about that? Where they brought a lot of their culture with them to South America. From Italy and Germany and those kind of places. But one of the things somebody else was talking about was the South Americans that came, because we had a transfer student in high school.
Mm-hmm.
And he, big soccer, you know, obviously great soccer. We try to play basketball and he'd start kicking the ball around and everything like that. But he loved he was mesmerized by football. He became such a football fan when he came here. It was like incredible.
Really?
He couldn't play it or anything, but he just thought it was when he went back, he said, when I go back home, I want to tell people about this sport.
You can use your hands.
This sport is so great.
That's cool.
He just thought that was the greatest thing in the world. So I think with American football being televised the way it has over the last 20, I think that's where all the people, by watching it, it's like, this is really different. This is really cool.
I'm with you on, I think American football is more exciting than soccer. I think soccer, I can't watch something for 2.5 hours.
Me neither.
1-0 or 2-0 or 2-1. I think it's more exciting.
And especially if a team has the lead and then they kind of stall.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, and again, so, don't mean to insult soccer fans.
Oh no, we love soccer.
Personally, trying to. But what I'm saying is, when that kid from South America came up here, and that was his first exposure to football, and he's like, "Holy crap, is this awesome?"
Yeah, that's gonna be interesting to see how that all goes.
And but then Aaron said, "There's like 20 million NFL fans or something around Brazil."
It was more than that, but yeah, it's and what's going to be really. The culture down there, though, but you got to go there a couple days earlier, stay a couple days late, because where they're going is super metropolitan. You know, it's not like you think of Brazil, the mountains.
South America scares me a little bit.
Well, that's...
Maybe I've read too much about cartels and things or whatever. Mm-hmm. Something about South America scares me.
This is Brazil. It's... Yeah, I think you... If you get a little
don't
bit
they
more
say
north.
The most beautiful women in the world are, like, from Brazil or someplace or one of those countries?
Yeah.
Like, in the world. Like, they've done studies...
I don't know that, but I wouldn't argue that. I don't know what the study is. I think it's just pretty obvious, but yeah. I mean, it's just, yeah, they're just healthy, and...
You know who I
those World Miss Universe. Well, look at, let's see how many were from Brazil, right? If you look at the last, you know, 20, 30 years of, you know, I mean, we had Americans, but maybe you shouldn't see. That's a good question.
You think they'd think I was hot if I lived down there?
Not at all, so, yeah.
All right. We got to set a quick break. John Miller from NBC 26 will be joining us right after this.
This is the talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Every business faces challenges, but complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping shouldn't be one of them.
With USPS Ground Advantage from the United States Postal Service, you can avoid all the noise.
No more unexpected surcharges, hidden fees, or complex rate structures.
It's just easy, cost-effective, and dependable shipping. Tune your business's frequency to success and turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Enjoying this local program?
Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. 87-year-old Pope Francis has arrived in Indonesia, part of the longest international tour he's ever taken. He will visit Papua New Guinea, East Timor, and Singapore as well. President Biden putting more pressure on Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and on Hamas to agree to a ceasefire deal to release all the hostages still being held by Hamas. Here's ABC News Senior White House Correspondent Selena Wang.
President Biden and his team have been trying to negotiate one for months, and it is clear now that the president patience is running out. Biden flat out said that Netanyahu is not doing enough to get a deal done that would release the hostages.
Heat wave in Southern California and parts of the Southwest again this week. They could get a long stretch of days when the temperature hits 100 degrees or more. The hotel strike continues. Thousands of unionized workers on the picket lines asking for higher pay and a return to pre-pandemic staffing levels. Hyatt, Hilton, and Marriott, some of the chains affected. This is ABC News.
I'm Lisa Hale with WGBW News, your news roundup in quick podcast form. You can find it anywhere at the WGBW website, wgbw.fm.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Talk of separating the University of Wisconsin and Madison from the rest of the UW system is sounding more serious. A legislative study committee on the future of Wisconsin State Universities talked about it Friday. Some committee members say the UW-Madison has needs and challenges that no other UW schools have. Democratic vice presidential candidate Tim Walz telling a Labor Day crowd of supporters in Milwaukee that Kamala Harris is part of the most pro-union administration in American history.
From sticking up for workers to voting for fair legislation to walking picket lines, she was there with workers every step of the way.
President Biden comes to Westby on Thursday, and Donald Trump travels to Mosinee on Saturday. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WISS and WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale. U.S. Secretary of Education Miguel Cardona visits Green Bay today. Cardona is visiting schools in Wisconsin, Illinois, Indiana, Michigan, and Pennsylvania as part of the Back to School bus tour. The tour starts at Jackson Elementary in Green Bay, and then Cardona will make a stop at Oneida Elementary to highlight programs that have preserved and supported Native languages. Two Appleton businesses are closed at least through today after a car versus building accident Saturday morning. Buchanan Fire and Rescue and the Outagamie County Sheriffs say a car drove into Bigby Coffee Shop in Appleton. Supps Appleton is also closed as it shares an interior wall with the coffee shop. No one was injured in the incident. And that's what you need to know. I'm Lisa Hale, WISS, and WGBW News.
Milwaukee's leading the pack. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco with sports. The Brewers have a 10-game lead in the division after Labor Day thanks to a 9-3 win over the Cardinals yesterday. Jackson Churio hit a grand slam to help Milwaukee get the victory. The Brewers and Cardinals play Game 2 of their series tonight. The NFL season kicks off on Thursday with the Chiefs and Ravens. On Friday, the Green Bay Packers will play the Philadelphia Eagles in Brazil. It's the first time that an NFL game will be played in that country. Wide receiver Christian Watson said he's not sure what to expect out of the trip.
Just to be locked in. And dialed in. The number one message this week has just been the details. If we focus in on the fundamentals and the details, and we go out there, we're going to be able to execute. You know, we know we got the players to do everything and accomplish everything that we need to. We handle the details and just let everything else fall in place.
Kickoff between the Packers and Eagles will be after 7 p.m. Friday night. And this week is the start of conference season in high school football. You can find one of nearly a dozen games right here on Civic Media Thursday and Friday. And with sports, I'm Jimmy Cusca.
This is your local Civic Media radio station.
Want to hear even more? Anytime?
Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
It is going to be another really nice day today. Mostly sunny with a high of 76 this afternoon. The wind out of the south at 5 to 15. Clear tonight in the mid-50s. Tomorrow, sunshine, upper 70s to low 80s with a chance of scattered thunderstorms by Thursday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 51.
Native American issues are human issues. Join Robert Pilot with Native Roots for their program Awake at their new time of Monday through Friday at 9 p.m. Awake is proudly sponsored by Wisconsin Community Health Representatives.
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matinair on Air with Jane Matinair. Weekdays 10 till noon on the talk of Green Bay, 97.9 FM and 1590 AM WGBW, and on the Civic Media app.
From the lakeshore to Lake Winnebago.
Door to Fond du Lac counties.
Northeast Wisconsin is special for many different reasons. I'm Lisa Hale.
And I'm Terry Barr. Family and fun.
Safe communities and friends. We're featuring all of it as part of New Wisco Weekend, a news magazine show just for you, and highlighting what makes the Fox Valley and Green Bay area a great place to live.
Join us.
New Wisco Weekend, Saturday mornings at 8, Sundays at 11 on WGBW and WISS and the Civic Media app.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home of Mino and the Mayor. Mino and the Mayor. Mino and the Mayor.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. Here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Mino and the Mayor here on a gorgeous Tuesday morning out there. And I'm messing around with somebody's headphones. Was that yours I just touched?
Yeah, it's all right.
Con. You know what I mean? You'd think he'd be in here.
You don't want to turn it
on. Yeah, but you'd think he'd be in here doing it for me. And John Miller, NBC 26. How you doing, buddy?
Oh, I'm good. It's good. It's good to be here. It's always fun talking to you before football games, but now we get to do this for real.
Right. Jim, what do you weigh?
I just want to.
What do you weigh right now?
Oh, here we go.
No, but right just I before we get to that, mm-hmm. when John walked in, mm-hmm. we didn't know each other. We just met today. And what did you say, John?
I will see you at the gym.
Hear that?
I heard that.
Not the J-I-M, G-Y-M-M.
This guy's grinding it out over there, too.
Wow.
Thank you, John.
Yeah. He did say that.
He did. When you walked in, you're like, hey, I know you. And it wasn't from any 20 years in politics. You know me from the gym.
Yeah.
I think that's cool.
There's so many people at that gym.
Yes. And I think it's cool when a lot of people know me from just business. They know it's in politics. And I think that's cool, too. But most people, it's... Anyway, thank you for saying that. That made my day. I'm going there right after this.
Me too.
10 o'clock.
I'm heading there right there, right after this. Yeah. I'm going to get my gym clothes on and head over there.
Yeah, me too. 10 o'clock. So anyway, yes. What do I weigh? 199. 201. 204. Okay. It depends
on the day. Like when you eat something bad on the weekend, you're heavy on Monday, and you're good on Friday.
That's why I was saying that I did not have a great weekend. But
That's a holiday weekend.
It's a good weekend.
It was a good weekend, and I had some friends over, and I was at a friend's house, and so anyway,
the reason I asked that,
okay,
how many times could you bench press him?
Well, I bench press 225 37 times, so probably that's at the end of my workout, so it's like probably 50 at least.
We'll pass.
See you at the gym.
Yeah, we're gonna see each other. All right,
John Miller, NBC 26. Big week, of course, start of the NFL season. I see you at the high school football games all the time. It's a great time of year, but there's something about, and God bless baseball and God bless everything else, but there is something to the start of the NFL season. And you know what? I get so disgusted with college football because you try, you know, it's, the start of, and it's like 73-0, 68-6. And I hate those first 2 weeks of college football, you know, but the NFL season, man, starting this week, it's something special, isn't it?
It doesn't get better than this. I mean, you got all the lead up with training camp and everything like that. But the NFL does such a good job of being a year-round sport that it builds excitement all the time. But it's just something different about week one.
Absolutely.
And there's a little gaming, too, going on.
Yeah, absolutely.
That was financial about your sportship.
It just is.
Do you do
and
that?
Everybody's got their fantasy. Do you do that? Everybody's got their fantasy.
he doesn't want me to ask that question.
You got your favorite teams, right? I mean, but then you also got people, you know, fantasy. What did they say the numbers were on fantasy football? I don't know.
I've been playing it since I was like six. So I'm 32.
It's even bigger now. And that it's crazy. And anyway, that's all the part of that. People are excited just to kind of get into that season.
Yeah.
You know, I got to tell you something. I traveled with the Packers twice back when I wasn't affiliated with the station, but I was doing the coaches show. And I remember being on the plane and talking with one of the guys that worked for the Packers. And I mentioned something about, well, how's that for your fantasy team? He says, well, don't say it. You can't say that. I'm like, what are you talking about? He says, if you're involved with the NFL at all, he said, don't you talk about it because it might be a problem for your, you know, job. They were banned from having anything to do with fantasy football. And now everything is gamble on the second quarter. It's unbelievable how that has changed.
The NFL is pretty much embraced gaming.
Yeah, it's a money making machine.
It is.
It's insane. And you can bet on anything you want.
It is. It's. Remember that wasn't the coach from Pittsburgh got mad because somebody ran out of bounds. They didn't score, and people all mad at them because they're fantasy football. And
you mean Mike Tomlin when he tripped the punt returner on the punt return for the touchdown and tried to?
Yeah, that might be it.
Maybe that's it. Anyway,
maybe it's something on the game.
But it is cool. What I like about we talk about how football it's exciting, but it really reconnects people too, because you know we're in a few things just with my kids, you know, we're in different states, and we just pick the winners and losers for every game, you know? And then we got a little trophy and it connects people with their dads because they talk after every game. I think that's cool too. You may not do that all summer, so yeah, it's an exciting time. Besides the game,
I can see you calling like Greta and say, Greta, you know, you owe me 20, you know, I covered on that one. Greta, you're a doctor for crying out loud.
Yeah, my whole family's Vikings fans, so I always just call up my dad, and we always just talk football, and we're both realists when it comes to our team, so I always pick his brain. I'm like, hey, what's going on with the Vikings right now? Even though I try to follow as much as I can.
Yeah.
It's really fun to get his perspective, being almost, mid-60s. He's seen it his whole life.
He probably is in for a long season, though.
Oh, absolutely. He knows. But you know what? he's still going to watch because he still loves his team.
And they do. And I love the loyalty of the NFL and teams. I talked to a friend of mine, though, up at his cottage in from Illinois. He thinks the Bears got a shot. And he said it's been a long, and this guy's lifelong, but anyway, I don't know. What are your thoughts on that? And then we'll get to
it. It's kind of like the Packers last year, right? You got the excitement. You got a brand new quarterback. But right. They also have weapons they surround him with. You got Odunze, you got Keenan Allen, and then you have DJ Moore. It's going to be a fun team. And if Caleb Williams is any good, boy, this NFC North is going to be a bloodbath for
exactly.
years.
Only four teams. It's going to be awesome.
Yeah.
Just, you know, because Detroit's, they're there, and obviously we're there. But anyway,
hey, Detroit is one of the,
Detroit should be the favorites.
Odds-wise in Las Vegas, they're one of the top teams odds to go to the Super Bowl.
They should have made it last year.
Yeah, they should. I mean, that big lead against San Francisco,
24-6.
Yeah,
that. But they but USA Today. I don't know the sports writers. You know the sports writers, but they did pick the Jets in Kansas City.
Oh,
they went through the whole thing. All 32 teams. It's kind of cool.
They would be the
for the
Bowl,
AFC
though.
Championship game.
Yeah,
AFC Championship game. You're right.
I don't see the Jets. And then I don't know.
Think Rodgers can find that magic?
I don't.
It'd be fun to watch.
Yeah, that's. But they went through every team's record, and I think I spent a lot of time on that report. But anyway, Kansas City.
They got a phenomenal coach, phenomenal quarterback.
But boy, there's a lot of buzz around the Jets. That's I had to throw that out because I'm sure you followed them when Aaron Rodgers was
here. It's kind of like we're doing it all over again, right?
Yeah.
I remember being at Lambeau Field last year, and I look at my phone before I'm about to do my hit for NBC 26, and it was Rodgers goes down on the first series, and it was like, you can't make this up. Now it's kind of like, it kind of feels dragged out, but we're going through it again. The excitement's there, but now it's like, if they don't perform, they're cleaning house with the Jets, and then...
Oh, Saleh will be gone.
Yeah.
No question about
Absolutely.
It.
Absolutely, and then it's like, what happens with Rodgers? But I think they're so talented, and I think their defense is so good, they don't need Rodgers to be Rodgers. Yeah. Peak Rodgers.
I should say that in the NFC, they picked up 49ers.
Yeah, that's
so,
Anyway, I will say this, though. That Lions team has come together. They kind of grew up together. And they went with the young guys.
And you can't help but, like, it's a little bit of an underdog because of the, not just the team, but the city, right? I mean, you know, so you lose half your population, your mayor goes to jail, and they just had a lot of issues there. The corporate people kind of moved out, and they're really rebuilding that city. I mean, that's a wonderful city right now. They got an awesome mayor there, and their health care is coming back. And so, like, I'm rooting for the city, the team. I mean, I'm going to take us first, but I do like that. If we lose, I hope they go all the way.
Yeah, it's going to be fun. It's going to be fun to watch.
You would not say that if you were from the UP, because Lions fans hate the Packers so much, you can't even believe it. And the Packers hate the Lions. I hate to say they hate Lions. I mean, it's vicious how much the Packers and Lions hate each other in the UP. It's unlike anything you've ever seen. Yeah. And it's like Ohio State and Michigan.
Okay. I just want to say, Johnny, I would not say that about the Vikings. I do not. If they would win, I would hope the team that played them would beat them. You know what I mean? Like, I don't feel the same. I don't have that same loyalty to, because I do, but I do like Detroit because of the whole picture, right?
Right, right. And I grew up that way. Like, I keep telling my dad, like, root for the Vikings.
Grew up in Minnesota?
I grew up in Minnesota, but I grew up a Packers fan.
Oh.
I made the switch when I was like 3 years old. It's a long story. But I keep telling my dad, I was like, if there's one thing before you die, I'll never root for them. But like the last maybe couple of years, I'll root for them to win a Super Bowl. Then maybe you have surviving.
I was living in
like the Cubs.
I was living in Minnesota when they went to the Super Bowl 2 years in a row.
Oh,
and got the Packers were horrific.
Yes.
And it was tough.
Yeah, the Purple People Eaters.
That was the team. Tarkington and the whole bunch.
Oh, yeah. Can we ask you? I mean, you haven't had the first kickoff yet. Do you have a prediction on?
Prediction? Oh, I think it's going to be close. I think it's going to be, right now, Philadelphia is favored by 3. So I'm going to take the Packers in this one. I think they're going to come out hot. I think Love said these guys are ready to go. I think they're going to win.
Philadelphia is favored?
They are favored by 3.
Yeah,
at a neutral site that is kind of favored with
Philly,
the Packers.
If it was in Philly, I could see it. But a neutral site surprises me.
But this is a Philly home game, right?
It's a Philly home game, but more Brazil, like the biggest fan base in the NFL is like the team that they root for is the Packers.
Right.
The Packers.
That's what we're talking about.
So it's like basically kind of a neutral site home game for the Packers.
You were talking a little bit about, because I told Jim, I said, something about South America scares me. I feel like I'd be kidnapped by the cartel or something like that would happen to me, okay?
They usually kidnap people worth something, but maybe.
Yeah. And you said the teams have been kind of warned, keep it kind of close to the vest, huh?
Yeah, I don't know how much traveling they're going to do. You talked to a lot of the guys, and they're not doing too much, I don't think.
No,
I don't want to dive into that too much, but... Do they want to go? We'll talk to them after they get back and see what they actually did.
Do they want to go?
Yeah, Love said yesterday he's excited to go. Preston Smith said he's excited to go. Kenny Clark has been to Rio de Janeiro, I think he said, a couple of years ago, and he's pumped to go, but it's a totally different place. It's not a beach. Like, people think, you know, it's a
I'm
beach place, but
not
right there.
I'm disappointed you would say I wouldn't be kidnapped.
What's that?
I'm disappointed that you don't think I would be kidnapped.
John, you went to school. I mean, don't they kidnap people from wealthy families so they can get some ransom?
They might think I'm somebody.
What, are you going to get a whole, or whatever, a posse or whatever you guys sell up there?
All right, yeah, whatever. So who is your picks for the Super Bowl?
Yeah. That's what I was really asking.
Catching me off guard with this one. Oh, man. Man, you guys have really put me on the spot here.
We'll have you back.
I look forward to it.
I'm predicting the Packers. And I'm not saying that as a hometown, whatever, whatever. I honestly do. I am predicting them.
I can't do it. I think Kyle Shanahan gets his first Super Bowl this year.
Okay.
Let's go 49ers, Chiefs in the Super Bowl. I think Shanahan gets it, gets over that hump in his career.
I think those two teams are going to be in there, but I still think the 49ers are going to, they're just, you know, I just love watching them.
Yeah.
I mean, we got some friends down there. I knew the mayor down there. Have gone to some games. I mean, that would be, that's not unlike Green Bay.
It's hard to not pull for Brock Purdy. I mean, the last player taken in the entire draft, for what he's had and the injuries and everything, he's a tough guy not to pull for.
Yeah, but if you think about it, before he came out in his junior year, I know we're close on time, but when he was supposed to maybe come out in the draft, he was projected to go much higher. He came back for a senior year, and he dropped in the draft. So it's not like he didn't have the talent. You know, he kind of, Brian Brohm did a little bit, except Brohm fell much further than he was supposed to be a top five pick. You know, the Packers took him.
I've got a weird thing where, since I lived in Arizona, I always follow Arizona quarterbacks, high school quarterbacks. Right. And he was like one of the top quarterbacks in the country in high school. He was phenomenal. And people were surprised he went to Iowa State. They didn't go to like a bigger school.
Right.
But you stick around, okay?
Sounds good.
John Miller, NBC 26, back after this. You can't sleep, you can't eat. There's no doubt.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Trying to find a place to stay in Green Bay for the big draft? Go to SimpleLifeRentals.com. Vacation rentals made simple. Our dedicated team of local experts have a passion for hospitality, creating seamless guest experiences for guests. Experience the NFL draft in a vacation home instead of a hotel room. With seamless check-in and check-out procedures and round-the-clock dedicated support, you'll enjoy the convenience of instant online booking at SimpleLifeRentals.com, guaranteeing you a stress-free start to your vacation. SimpleLifeRentals.com.
Are you seeking an amazing atmosphere where you can enjoy well-executed comfort food for lunch or dinner? Maybe even a cold craft beer, signature cocktail, or glass of wine after a hard day's work? Look no further than Heights Pub and Parlor in downtown Green Bay. Three levels of gorgeous architecture with top-notch friendly service, mouthwatering food, and a kitchen open Monday through Saturday from 11 to 9. You'll find any excuse to come back. Visit weekdays from 11 to 10 and open till 11 Fridays and Saturdays. Check us out on Facebook or online at heightsgb.com.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Todd Allball Show.
She bet like $2. But the excitement was there.
Well, welcome back. Mind on the Mayor here with John Miller from NBC 26. John, have you ever covered an NFL team on a regular basis before in your career?
No, not before I came here to the Packers. I was in Montana covering Montana State before this, which was a lot of fun.
The Bobcats?
I loved it. It was a fun...
I did a basketball game out there. What a beautiful little town.
Oh, yeah. Man. Bozeman's just growing. We were just there a couple weeks ago.
Big Sky. It's there's
beautiful.
A reason for that.
You should
it
see
is
how much
unbelievable.
It's grown. It's nuts. It is insane.
I hear that.
How many people. It's insane prices to live.
Like really?
$1 million for a 3-bedroom, 2-bath house. Like
really?
The locals can't afford to live there anymore.
Ah. But there's just some, real estate, I mean, has changed, right? I mean, talk about the NFL changing. Real estate has changed, but just, you know, same thing with Boise, Coeur d'Alene, all that stuff. It's just that those kind of getaway places are now like you can't touch them.
Yeah, there's just destination. Everybody wants their little piece of and quiet.
Well, you know what the problem is with that, though? Because when I lived in Idaho, our favorite place to go was when I lived in Twin Falls, Idaho, making $9,000 a year as a sports director. But the favorite place to go was to sneak over to Sun Valley and go to one of the really cool restaurants. Yeah. Well, They're struggling nuts. So bad for workers now because workers can't afford to live there.
Yeah.
I mean, it's kind of like that thing. It's so wonderful, but there's no help because they can't afford $6,000 a month rent or whatever. Yeah. It's unbelievable.
So absolutely.
And people are hesitant to build affordable housing because there goes the neighborhood. It's just that's a tough dilemma. And
it's a domino
to say
effect,
that,
though.
You know, pay a living wage. Well, that's going to price you out of the market. You know what I mean? Like anyway, there's a whole lot of politics to that. But you're right. Those workers have to, and they're not going to drive an hour and a half.
No, even those places are like, when I was living there, I was like, why can I move a little cheaper somewhere? Those places are just nearly as expensive.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. It's kind of ridiculous.
People have no idea. I hate to say it. They have no idea how little TV people in small markets get paid. Isn't that the truth?
Yeah, people
always
think
you're
rich.
You can literally go work at a big box store and you'll make more money than the guy you're watching on TV at 6 and 10.
It's definitely a passion job, and I love it. Yeah. I love this job.
I know,
job.
But it's like people would be shocked.
Yes, absolutely.
If they knew how
I was one of those people. I mean, I had no idea you're on TV. You're up there with George Clooney and everybody else, you know? Yeah. And it's just you think you're on TV that you're, you know, making good money. And
I qualified for food stamps.
Huh?
My first job, I qualified for food stamps. Honest to God truth.
I'd rather not be on TV. So.
You guys got the faces for TV, so I'm surprised you're not on TV.
Right. John Miller,
so what,
ABC 26.
John, what's the most exciting thing about your job? Are you a sports director? What do you do there?
Sports reporter.
Sports reporter.
Yeah, just
okay.
Sports.
All right. High school, college,
it's
NFL.
Tough to say. The NFL has got to be cream of the crop, especially growing up watching the Packers. But to me, honestly, the relationships you make, I have a lot of good relationships with coaches around the Fox Valley, and it's really fun to go to a practice and then sit there for some coaches will talk to you for 30 minutes and they'll just talk to you about whatever you want,
their
thoughts on other teams, their life, their family. And it's really fun to get to know those people. And that is my favorite part.
That's a great point.
Like, you're a young guy. I don't know how old you are, but you're young, right? You've only been in the business. Do you have ambitions? Cause we talked to a couple of reporters that were in here and I don't know if they're just placating us, but like, I want to stay in Green Bay. I don't know if I buy that, but I mean, what are your?
This is it. I mean, I was in the military for 5 years. Yeah. You know, I went to school. I've moved around. I've been all over the world. I've been all over the country. Me and my wife are just ready to settle down. My wife grew up a Packers fan. We started dating. Our first, when we got into a relationship, made it official, was at Lambeau Field, the Brett Favre retirement ceremony game.
Really?
So yeah, it's a special place for us. So it's like we loved Bozeman, Montana, but if we could have moved anywhere, like this was the cream of the crop.
Talk a little bit about your military career.
Yeah. Oh man. Joined right after high school.
Marines, right?
Yeah, Marines. Joined right after high school. Kind of a kid with no direction. I knew what I wanted to do. I just want to go in the military and then do this job, which was really weird. And it's all come to fruition. It feels like a dream come true. But yeah, I went to boot camp at MCRD San Diego, which is probably the toughest thing I've ever done in my life. 13 weeks of just getting yelled at all the time. But then
how's your marriage?
That's good. Give them the bell. The Marine recruiter here had me come out there one time for their thing, to video for recruiting film. And they had me go right to the yellow footprints when these kids come off the bus. You want to talk about these kids watching over the next hour how their world just changed? Like some of these kids that seem so tough at the thing and loud that were almost in tears. It is the most shocking hour and a half, 2 hours of a human being's life from the moment you stepped in those footprints until the next morning, isn't it?
It definitely makes you grow up real fast.
Yeah.
I'll tell you that. You come off the bus, you're getting yelled at right on the bus. You get your head shaved off, and then it's go time. And they build you to where they need you to go, but It's a tough process.
You know what
break it down first.
Yeah.
You know what the weird part is?
Yes.
I couldn't understand anything the DIs were yelling at these kids.
Well, you better, or else you're going to get yelled at even more.
But it's like, I couldn't understand. What did he say? What did he say? And it's one of the kids said, you just look out the side of your eyes to see what somebody else is doing and follow them.
Yeah.
It's amazing what you guys go through.
Yeah, absolutely. And then, after boot camp, I went to combat school back at Camp Pendleton. Yeah. And then I went to the Navy and Marine Corps Intelligence Center in Damn Neck, Virginia, where I learned my job intel and then went to Camp Pendleton for my first unit. And then I spent a year in Afghanistan and then I came back and immediately was sent to Okinawa for the next 2.5 years. And that's when I was like, I'm done. You know, I'm sick of traveling all over. I love that I did this and I've done everything I wanted to do.
So how'd you get hooked up with here, 26? Like, tell me how that works for somebody, kid that's listening.
Oh, man. I went to the University of Minnesota and then graduated from journalism school out there. I did some work with the Gophers for their football team. I was their main beat writer there when I was at school. And then, yeah, I went out to Bozeman, Montana. The biggest thing I'd say is if you're a kid looking to get in this this job and you're going into TV, start small.
Yeah, too.
You have to start small. There's kids who think they can just start in this market. You can, maybe. But you're not going to be – you want to be good when you get here. You want to be able to tell stories, make sources, you know, do all that kind of stuff. And kids think they could start here. And it's like, you're really wrong. People can see that in this market.
You know, people ask me – because I did TV for I forget how many years. And people always ask me, what's the main difference between doing TV and doing a radio show? And I said, well, in TV, you do about 4 hours of prep for 3 minutes on the air.
Yeah.
And in radio, you do 3 minutes of prep for 3 hours on the air.
Yep.
True that.
But people don't know the behind-the-scenes grunt work of TV.
Right. Absolutely. I mean, you're doing it all now. You're shooting, you're writing, you're doing everything. Like, that's the difference between, I think, TV now and 15 years ago. It's just not the same. I love it, though, because I like shooting. I like doing my own stuff because I control what I put on the air, and then I put myself on the air.
When I worked in Flint, it was all union down there. So you didn't touch a camera. You didn't edit.
Oh, yeah.
You just right now, you do every single aspect.
Yeah. It's fun. It's a lot of work sometimes. It's fun.
I love hearing you say, I love it. You've said that a number of times. And to find your passion, you know, I teach and I just tell, you know, it's out there. You just got to find it and you got to work hard to get it. And you've obviously done that. I'm really happy for you.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
It doesn't feel like a job.
It comes across too.
Yeah.
You know?
Doesn't feel like a job. I think I get to meet people like you guys. It's just fun how many different people I've got to meet.
I got to ask you one quick question. It's something I told Jim about, and he questioned why you do something. Why do you carry a jug of water with you everywhere you go?
You got
to
stay hydrated, especially when you lift a lot of weights. You got to stay hydrated.
So that's why John doesn't carry water.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. How many gallons of water do you drink a day?
I just try to drink one. I probably drink more than that because I drink about like a couple different protein shakes, a pre-workout, and then a gallon of water. So almost 200 ounces of water I try to get in.
Yeah, that's good. You're good.
Hydration. I don't count the
other. You're doing all right.
Well, your workout partner here.
Yeah, and I see him in the gym. That's about it.
Oh,
yeah,
so. Man.
Now I can say hi and not feel like a weirdo.
John Miller, NBC 26.
Thanks, John.
John, you do tremendous work.
You do.
And you're an asset to their entire sports department over there.
And the community.
Thank you so much.
Glad you're coming back. We want to have you back more, okay?
I'd love to be on as much as you'll have me.
All right.
Thanks, buddy. Cool. I'll see you at the gym.
Cool.
All right, we're going to set a quick break. Frank Herbert is joining us.
Yeah.
You make me laugh.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. It's not just Wisconsin. Doctors have seen more than 2,000 cases of mosquito-borne illnesses across the country. Dr. Peter Hotez is founding dean of the National School of Tropical Medicine at Baylor University. He tells ABC News he's especially concerned about the deadly triple E virus.
That's a much rarer disease. We typically will only see, you know, a handful of cases a year, but we are seeing several serious cases.
Two people died of West Nile virus this summer in Wisconsin. Wisconsin lawmakers meet this week to continue to hammer out the state's Sandhill Crane Plan. The Legislative Study Committee on Sandhill Cranes meets tomorrow. The committee plans to come up with a package of bills for lawmakers to vote on next year. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WISS and WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale. Two people were wet but unharmed after a vehicle backed into Lake Winnebago in Lakeside Park in Fond du Lac on Labor Day evening. Fond du Lac Fire and Rescue were sent to Fraser Drive yesterday to a report of a vehicle backing into the water near the pedestrian bridge. When they arrived, they found the passenger and driver of the vehicle on the shore. No one else was in the vehicle and no injuries were reported. The kiddos are officially back at school. The Wisconsin State Patrol is reminding drivers to pay attention and help kids keep safe. Be aware and eliminate distractions. When red lights are flashing, stop at least 20 feet away from school buses in both directions. When yellow lights are flashing, slow down. The bus is about to stop. And that's what you need to know.
I'm Lisa Hale, WGBW and WISS News.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. America has been wondering why Pamela Anderson took a powder when it came to appearing in the 4-episode docuseries After Baywatch. Well, not all of America, but some of America. Okay, a few people. Despite being prominently featured in one of the episodes that actually credits her with making the show a success thanks to her infamous sex tape with her husband at the time, Tommy Lee, she said no thanks. Anderson says when the sex tape came out, she was mortified and to this day still has not watched it. The studio reportedly was going to fire Anderson to protect the show until it actually made ratings skyrocket. It's called show business, folks. After Baywatch is currently available to stream on Hulu. Someone is using the image and likeness of Hollywood icon Tom Hanks to sell wonder drugs and cure-alls on the internet. Hanks appeared in a public service announcement to let people know that it is AI and he would never try to sell people something that was fraudulent, except for the man with one red shoe.
For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with Pete Schwabe, weekdays from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
It is going to be another really nice day today. Mostly sunny with a high of 76 this afternoon. The wind out of the south at 5 to 15. Clear tonight in the mid-50s. Tomorrow, sunshine, upper 70s to low 80s with a chance of scattered thunderstorms by Thursday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 57.
At Fleet Farm, we know every opening day doesn't begin and end with us. But if it did, we've got you covered. Everyday hunting gear from Winchester, Remington, and Bear. Everyday fishing gear from Daiwa, St. Croix, and Rapala. Everyday yard cleanup from Scott's, Fiskars, and Agri-Fab. Whatever makes your day, we're right there with you. At Fleet Farm, we've got everything you need for everyday life.
At Lakeland Care, we are passionate about creating a world we all want to live in. Lakeland Care supports frail elders and adults with disabilities through Wisconsin's Family Care Program. As a Lakeland Care member, you'll benefit from a dedicated care team that assists you in managing your health and daily activities. Our personalized support aims to improve your quality of life and help you maintain your independence. To find out if you qualify, contact your county's Aging and Disability Resource Center. To learn more about Lakeland Care, visit lakelandcareinc.com. Lakeland Care. Together, we build better lives.
This part of the show or want to share it with a friend? Check out the Mino and the Mayor podcast at civicmedia.us and on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. Take Mino and the Mayor with you everywhere. Now, once again, Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back, Mino and the Mayor. Great having John Miller on today. We're going to get him on a regular basis. What a great guy. We're just scratching the surface with him.
I feel more in shape sitting in his chair. I know, that right? Dude is like he's like a wedge.
Yes. We're just going to introduce him from now on as Jim's workout partner.
You
look a lot like a Jim.
He could bench me, 50 times?
Yeah.
And I don't know that I could lift one of his legs because he is thick. Yeah, wow.
Yes.
Yep.
Anyway, great guy. Boy, talk about a guy that just loves his industry.
It's like good
he's
to hear, though,
really it is because sometimes it's like, I'm not sure, I'm crazy about what I'm doing right now, but to get someone that young
and
that's all into it and I have no intention to go anywhere, kind of like you, Frank, you are in an industry that you just love.
I'm too old to leave, so
you're too broke to leave. trip you just went on.
My god, yeah. Scotland, we had a great time. I take all the kids. We were there for 2 weeks this time and just we invaded Scotland.
That's
the way I say it.
And fun.
And then, of course.
I just want to say this. I give you all the credit in the world. You're taking, what, 5 kids?
Yeah, 6 of us.
And
all.
Disneyland.
We did.
Drove to Disneyland.
We did.
Did that for 2 weeks.
Now I'm broke.
To Scotland.
It's time to make some money.
Right. You're a good dad.
It's time to come see my new show, The Abrams Family.
It is. Yeah, we're going to do that. We got to help Frank. It's just, well, we can't really bill it as a charity event.
Well, we actually have 2 charity shows.
Oh, do you guys always do that?
Opening night is always $10 of every ticket. This year, it goes to the Act 2 fund for the Capital Civic Center. They're adding a new wing
in Manitowoc.
Oh, cool. So we've given them $10,000. So this is the help to that.
Wow.
Also, and then the next Thursday, which is September 19th, is the Turkey Trot. We always like to give money to the Turkey Trot Festival Foods. They do a great job. So
they do.
We have two shows this year. We have a five-week run with the Abrams family at the Meyer Theater, so we're doing two benefit shows.
Kicks off September 13th. Yep. Runs, like you said, through October 12th. I haven't seen it, haven't heard. I've heard about it, but I bet this is going to be fun.
This is one that's been in the back burner for a while.
Yeah, this is a good
Adams
one.
Family,
oh,
Abrams
yeah,
family,
totally.
And the whole, you know, the mystique of the Northwoods, and that's what it's about. Gomez, they find out they're in a little trouble in New Jersey, so they get a home up in O'Connell Falls by Abrams there, and Gomez gets a job at the O'Connell Highway Department picking up roadkill. So he's got fresh meat. You know, fresh meat all the time. And Wednesday in Pugsley, they go to O'Connell Falls High School? And that's when some things start happening.
Some hijinks.
Things start blowing up. And
do you have Cousin
Pets
It?
Pets are missing.
Is Cousin It in it?
Cousin It is in it.
Were they ahead of the times?
Oh my God! So I made this prop. Okay, so Cousin It makes an appearance in the first act,
that is hilarious.
And we use I don't know if I'm going to use an invisible wire. Like a fishing line, or if I'm gonna use a pole. But he comes out, and I have an actual conversation with him. And Paul, who plays in O'Connell County, he's like Jim from Taxi, by the way. He can impersonate him so well. And he's my boss. And he comes over for dinner, and Cousin It, I'm sorry, comes over and scares the crap out of him. And Thing grabs him right in the crotch. Wow. So it's kind of a funny little bit that going
did
on.
Did they have? Because I know the Munsters had the one niece who was like really pretty. And
Wednesday.
Did the Adams family have one of them?
No, they just had a daughter. Wednesday.
Oh, yeah, she was young. Yeah. Okay.
And Wednesday's become like a pop icon because of the Wednesday show on Netflix with that big star. What's her name? But she's huge with her dance. It's on TikTok everywhere. So Casey Schumacher, who is in our production, comes back. She has played Wednesday before in another production we did, and she is dynamite. Wow. We try to crack her up. You got that face? You know, she doesn't smile the whole show.
Right.
So we try and crack her up, and we can't.
Is your wife in this?
Morticia.
I was going to ask.
I get to kiss her up and down the whole show, and she doesn't mind.
The arms.
She doesn't mind. Tish. We call her Tish.
Okay.
Cara Mia.
Who are you?
I'm Gomez.
He's Gomez. Oh, you are Gomez. Yeah.
Okay. I'm a tall Gomez.
Yeah, you're the same.
But Lurch. Tom plays Lurch.
Yeah.
So we got some platform shoes, so he's about 6'8".
Okay.
In the show, so. Because, you
That's
know, you
awesome.
Think I'd play Lurch.
Right.
Were you a big fan when you were a kid?
You know what? I liked it. Now, I go back and watch it. So hokey.
Oh, of course.
Oh, my God. You know, when I was writing it, because I wanted to do the same kind of humor where it's like one-liners, one-liner, one-liner. Some of them are so stupid. I had to make them a little bit more edgy, you know, to be funnier.
Yeah.
So
I was more of a Munsters fan.
I love the
Adams
Munsters,
family.
Yeah. I thought the Addams Family had, I don't know if it was hokey, but there was some pretty good messaging in there, too.
Oh, there was great messaging in there.
That's all right.
They really, you know, the writers were very smart.
They were.
And they hit some complicated issues back in the 60s. And I'm like, whoa, you didn't even realize. As a young kid when I was watching, I didn't think about it.
Exactly.
I didn't think about it.
And I think that's cool.
Stereotypes.
They were so far ahead of us.
Ahead of the time. And it was only two seasons.
Really?
Isn't that crazy? The Addams Family and the Munsters both were only two seasons. 65 and 66. Boom.
Like
70 episodes. They used to do a ton of episodes. Like they do like 40 episodes a year.
Wow. Now it's like and then, 16, isn't it?
Yeah. It's only 16 because it's so much work. But they would do an episode.
I think union-wise.
Yeah, that's what it was. They were paid union. They were paid crack. And Jackie Coogan, one of the all-time great film stars of all time, played for Uncle Fester. And you don't know. And Pat's got his voice down just right. You know, he plays Uncle Fester, and he's so funny.
I'm not going to miss this one.
This is a funny show, and it's great music from 65 and 66. Yeah. So you're going to hear, you know, Time of the Season by the Zombies.
Yeah. Oh,
Time
of the Season.
Yeah.
You know, stuff like that.
Yeah, love
it. The Season of the Witch, stuff like that. Great.
Okay, we
music.
Have to switch gears here a little bit because we had Heidi on from UW Green Bay.
Yeah.
And they did their big, or going to, did they already do it? The Brussels tour thing?
No, that's coming up.
So you did a show on that area, right?
Yeah. 2.5 Belgians.
What's the Belgian food?
Belgian trip. Belgian trip is the sausage. You guys have had that, and then you also can have the kunch, whatever it's called. It's a pie. It's like you put the stuff in the middle. What is it called? The kunch?
Puszki?
That's Polish.
Okay, yeah.
But there's something Belgian pie. Duh. It's called Belgian pie.
Okay. Because the trip has is a brat, but it has
a little slice of Belgian in it.
Yeah, I just think it was.
Is it trip or tripe? Or is it something called tripe?
Tripe.
Okay. So we went out.
We call it trip up here, though.
Okay. We went to that baseball thing. Remember they had a baseball tournament for
in Brussels
a veteran?
Or?
No. Okay. It was.
Yeah.
And they sold a lot of that. Yeah.
Oh, that's
stuff
right.
There.
They had that at the concession stand,
yes,
right?
Yeah. That's where I had it.
Opichka. The Opichka family.
The Opichka family. Yeah. But anyway, the lady who was on here, this UWGB, which is just a great program. They offer this lifelong learning.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you get people that are maybe getting a little bit older. That's very healthy for them. You know, you want to eat healthy. You want to exercise. I know you work out every day. Mm-hmm. But you want to eat healthy. Yeah. Yeah, he does. But learning is a key part of living a healthier life. Yep. So she offers like 100 different programs. And one of them is this trip, learning more about the Belgian heritage in our community. They're taking a bus and going up there. They have a class that starts tomorrow that really just focuses on the Packers. How they've grown. And so it's just a cool thing. And she has offers so many things. And I think that's just great that our community leans into that. So,
yeah, I did a fundraiser for the Belgian Heritage Foundation up there.
Oh yeah.
And there's so much up there, history.
Oh man.
With the
right?
I'm a quarter Belgian. So, and
why did they settle
I come
there,
from the good looking Belgian side. So
why there?
Obvious.
Why there? Why did they settle there?
I think it was the farmland and it's like one family came and they started following.
Boy,
kind of
they,
a thing.
Sure.
You know, you wonder
it's
why
kind of
we
what
had
is.
These,
you know,
churches were.
That's
certain.
Exactly what
we,
it is.
You know, not only say that, oh, we're this melting pot. You know, I mean, people like to be around.
They want
to
be around
the
similar
wanted
people.
To be
think about when think about the Catholic churches in Green Bay way back in the day. There was a German one. There was one that spoke
Polish, Irish,
Polish, Irish,
French.
all different nationalities.
What's the place called in Manitowoc? Is it Polish Hill?
Polish Hill.
Polish Hill.
Right? Polish Hill.
Yeah.
Right. And.
Mm-hmm.
And it worked, you know. I think we'd have a lot of like rioting or anything. It's just that's what people were; they were comfortable with that, you know.
And that's why all the names, like certain names, are in certain areas.
Yeah.
You know, you got the van,
right,
whatever
totally.
Down in Little Chute, because
Kimberly.
Of the Dutch Kimberly, and then up in down in our area in Brilliant, there's the Bainans, and that's kind of that. I don't even know what they are.
And those are big families too.
Yeah, big farm families.
Why did they build? Families. How did they? Were they like a lot of craftsmen? Because aren't some of the churches and even the schools like awesome brick?
Yeah,
isn't
there
a certain design, Belgian design or something?
Yeah, you can see it up in Door County. They're everywhere.
The
stone houses, the sandstone houses.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I actually own a sandstone house in Brilliant, that sandstone brick built in 1901, and we redid it. But,
wow.
Yeah, but I have a big old cool house.
That's
so awesome.
Cool.
But that sandstone brick was very common. And the Scottish heritage down south in Madison, like I can't remember the name of the town, but they got the Scottish types of houses with the brick.
Yeah, okay.
Very cool.
They,
very cool.
And with the logs, the plaster in between there, Wrightstown and all that stuff.
Oh.
Hey, so this, the Abrams family, that's kicking
off. Nice. You guys were right on.
We were.
How did you do that?
Todd made us do a cut for this.
Okay.
We're up for that. Matinees, evenings, what? Tell me about it.
Here's the deal. It opens up next Friday.
Right.
Yeah, next Friday. And it's a Friday, Saturday. And then we got shows every Thursday, Friday, and Saturday for 5 weeks at 7:30 p.m. Now, we do have matinees on the last weekend. It's going to be Thursday and Saturday, so it'll be the October 10th and October 12th at 1 p.m.
Right.
And those shows, it's amazing. Those shows really sell fast, those matinees. As you know, our music is from the 60s, so we get an older clientele.
Yeah.
But even the young folks can come out and just love the comedy.
Oh, yeah.
And
That's such a family
it's
show.
Such a,
I still
is.
Have to ask, though.
Yeah.
Your mind, your brain, your whatever. How you just, every one of these, every show has just been spawned from your mind, right?
It's crazy. Thank you for saying that.
But it
has 152 different shows I've written. And sometimes I think about the shows I wrote 10 years ago. I can't even remember them. I can't even remember. And then I look back at scripts like, wow, did I suck back then? You know, I look at my formation of sentences and how I put things together. My whole thing is dialogue. I think about dialogue all the time and how people talk. So when I write, If you would read a script of mine, you would go crazy. Grammar. You know, I'm not a grammar. My wife is a grammar Nazi, so she just kills me. I write like I talk, and that's what I love. I love writing conversation. I love writing comedy. I like listening to conversational comedy, too. Yeah. So I can hear how you tie things together and bringing things back. That's a big thing with comedy. You guys know that. You start with something at the beginning of a show, you're bringing it back. Mm-hmm. You know, people love that. They love that.
And you kind of own the Meyer. I don't own it, but I mean, what is it?
We do 87 days a year.
Yeah. Okay, 87 days, which is, I mean, they have a lot of cool stuff going on there, but boy, they've done a good job keeping that thing top shelf. Didn't they? Matt does it. It's clean. It's just, everything about it.